So here you are, a young man, and then you became 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, it was 1946. This is part of my life. My dad had a boss up in Chicago, and he flew a Ford Observer airplane during the war. So he had an airplane now because he was in civilian. So he flew the railroad tracks. They didn't have radar or anything in those days, down to Houston on business. And he'd ride off his airplane. So he was there, and something happened. Texas City blew up. All the smoke was in on Houston. It was blowing up, and the radios were on, and it was terrible. So this man was at our house when I got home from school. We got sent home from school at noon or something. He said, why don't we go take an airplane ride and look at Texas City? So my first airplane ride was in a Piper Cub looking down at this huge fire and all this smoke. The heat rising off of that fire would make that airplane go up and down. Yeah. I was scared to death. I didn't think I'd ever ride another airplane.
Did you get sick?
No, I didn't get sick. Boy, I was holding on.
So your first school you attended, elementary, was in?
In Houston. I went to River Oaks Elementary.
And then junior and then high school?
Sidney Lanier. And then I went to Lamar High School, which is out in West Houston. In those days, it was way out on the periphery.
But then you ultimately graduated from what high school?
Kirkwood High School in Kirkwood, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis.
Your family moved from Texas
then? Yeah, in Texas when I was in 11th grade.
So you did your final year then at Kirkwood. The call to the medical profession, where was that beginning to dwell in your brain?
That's kind of an interesting story. I did not want to go to college because I was really good at Cushman motor scooters and stuff like that. General Motors had opened an educational facility in Kirkwood where Dr. GM or whatever it was could learn to fix cars. So I thought I'd become an automobile mechanic or something like that. But none of the Swedes and none of the Norwegians in the family had ever gone to college. And I was their great hope, I guess. Many of them had not gone to finish high school. They were picking chickens for Swanson up there in Omaha and driving cattle trucks and grain trucks. They talked me into going to Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri. I went there, and I started out in engineering. Everybody in this house was pre-meds, and they all claimed that they were the smartest people in the world, and they weren't any smarter than me. They were doing this and that. So the second summer, I decided, well, I'm just going to go see if I want to be a doctor. So I went to Barnes Hospital in St. Louis and became an orderly. And that was a cultural, eye-opening experience. I was working night shift with many people that were not too aggressive in their work ethic. And there was about 1,500 beds, and there'd be two or three people dying a night, and I'd go up and wrap them up in shrouds and take them down. And then they'd tell me to go guard the bottom tunnel rooms because the gypsies are coming through, and they'll steal all the flasks that are supposed to be sterilized that night. There were people getting shot coming in the emergency room, and they'd ask me to come in there to help lift up people and one thing or another. So I kind of liked that. You know, I kind of liked that. And those guys were really nice to me. So I decided I'd change majors, but I couldn't do it at Westminster. So I changed to the University of Missouri. And my wife, we hadn't married, but she was going to Northwestern. So after about a year of that, we decided, well, we'll just get together down at the University of Missouri. And in those days, that's where children in St. Louis went to a university, and they all just drunked out after 1 year. They burned couches in the street at night for fun, never studied. Parents cried when the child went to the University of Missouri. They were on their way to prison or somewhere. But I found just the most incredible, eye-opening experience I ever got into. I just loved it. And so I did well and was pre-med and went to medical school there.
But you quickly jumped from what you had planned to do. You said, and then yeah. I thought I'd be a doctor.
Well, those guys just kind of honked me off that they were so smart that they could be a doctor and I couldn't be one.
Okay. So
it was a challenge.
All right. And here then, you said in 1951, you met your wife.
Yes.
And her name
is Julia Suzanne Forsyth.
And again, how old were the two of you?
I was 17, she was 16.
And you were both in school?
We hadn't gone to school. We just moved to Houston in June of 1951, and the same month, I met her. Now, what happened, two guys from Houston were very good tennis players, and they had been up to Hamtramck, Michigan, and been up in Brookline, and they were my age. They were my high school class. So they were coming down through St. Louis, and they were going to play in the national indoors, junior indoors. They called me and said, hey, get some hot dates, or let's do something. So I had to work hard to find something because I didn't know anybody. So somehow I heard about this slumber party over in Webster Groves, a neighboring town, like Broken Arrow is to Bixby or something. The three of us went over there and just saw what we could do. Sure enough, we met these girls, and I said, hey, girls, come out here and see these tennis players. I'll take you downtown to the armory and let you see them play tomorrow. They thought I was full of bull. But some of them were kind of interested, and so that's how I met Julie. It just went on from there.
And then you were married when?
1957.
And how old were you when you were married?
Oh, I guess I was 22 and she's 21.
And now you've been married how long?
55 years.
Great. So we get you into the University of Missouri in Columbia.
In Columbia. And I really like to be participating in things that are not old and static. The University of Missouri had a medical school since like 1840, and it closed down to a two-year school during World War I. And it reopened to a four-year school in 1955. So it was just building. I mean, there was still literally wet paint on the hallways when I went there. I started in 1957.
You graduated there in what year?
Well, undergraduate in 1957. And then I graduated from the medical school in 1961.